I've come here to say one magic word to you. Cheeseburger.
What's a magic word?
Just say the magic word.
He didn't say the magic word.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra, Holmes.
What's the magic word?
Open sesame.
Ratu, ferrata, nictal.
Okay. What is the magic word, Mr. Beckman?
Please.
It's Friday on The Takeaway. That's movie day on this show when Rafer Guzman of Newsday and The Takeaway joins us to give you your movie orders for the big weekend. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
It's great to have you here. We've got three films that you've brought to us this weekend. There's a big, giant, brand new Spider-Man blockbuster. How many is this in the series now?
Oh, I couldn't even say. Three, four, five, six, maybe?
Who can say how many Spider-Man movies they are, but there is a new one. There's a new romantic comedy from Kumail Nanjiani, The Big Sick, which I've seen is very funny, and a biopic of Canadian folk artist Maude Lewis that's also out. The Big Sick is coming out. Here's trivia, by the way. We're going to ask this question about Holly Hunter, who is in The Big Sick also. If you know this one, hit me up on Twitter. Rafer's not going to answer now. He's going to hold on to this and see if he can answer this at the end of the segment. Holly Hunter is in The Big Sick along with Ray Romano and a couple of other great performances. So here's Holly Hunter. Here's trivia. Name this movie.
And you can't marry him.
I can, I am, and I will. Tomorrow. I got to think about the little Warby gals. They look to me for answers.
That's Holly Hunter. Can you name that film? I sure hope you can. Let's move on, Rafer Guzman, because you're squinting at me like you might not know it, but we'll get to it. Spider-Man, Homecoming. Robert Downey Jr. is in this one. Michael Keaton. Let's listen.
You're the Spider-Man from YouTube.
I'm not.
You were on the ceiling.
I wasn't. Ned, what are you doing in my room?
You may let me in. You said we're going to finish a Death Star.
She doesn't know.
Nobody knows. Well, I mean, Mr. Stark knows because he made my suit, but that's it.
Well, Tony Stark made you that? Are you an Avenger?
Yeah, basically. Dude, you can't tell anybody about this. Gotta keep it a secret.
Tom Holland is Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
That's right. This is his first big standalone movie. He's gonna carry the Spider-Man character forward from here on out. I think there's a lot riding on this film. Obviously, you've got this botched franchise, the one with Andrew Garfield that fizzled out, and this is Spider-Man's chance to get folded back into the Marvel Universe. What's great about this film, two things. No origin story. We don't have to sit through that again. Mm-hmm. No Uncle Ben. We don't have to sit through the death of Uncle Ben again. Very glad about that. We get right to the good stuff. Peter Parker in high school, the shrimpy kid, nerdy, but of course, secretly, he's a superhero. And the fun part also is, you know, as you heard in that clip, he says he's an Avenger, but he's not really quite an Avenger yet. He's trying to convince Tony Stark that he's worth joining the Avengers team. So I thought this was really fun, really smart.
You seem excited. It's not an overstimulating mess, because sometimes that's what these films can be to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's be clear. This is a Marvel movie. This is a superhero film.
Sure.
Going to get all that flash and bang that you get with superhero movies. But what's great are the high school scenes and this multicultural cast that makes it look very much like Queens. You know, Peter Parker's crush is African-American this time, and you know, his friend is Filipino-American. All that stuff, I think, works really well, and I thought it was a really good start to the series.
So that's the new Spider-Man movie. The Big Sick is a much quieter film. This is a romantic comedy with Kumail Nanjiani, Zoe Kazan, and, of course, Holly Hunter, who is the subject of trivia. Let's listen.
I have to tell you that when you yelled at me, it really threw me off, and you really shouldn't heckle comedians. It's so rude.
I didn't heckle you. I just woohooed you. It was supportive.
Okay, that's a common misconception.
Uh-huh.
But yelling anything at a comedian is considered heckling. Heckling doesn't have to be negative.
Rafer, I confess, I got dragged to this one by my mom because it was her birthday. It's what she wanted to see, so I agreed. I laughed my head off. I loved it.
It's really just a lovely, lovely film. It's almost 100% autobiographical, just about Kumail Nanjiani, about his now wife, Emily, when she got sick in the middle of their dating. In this version, he has broken up with her. He has told her, listen, I'm going to get an arranged marriage. I'm Pakistani-American. That's what we do. I can't lose my family. She falls ill. He comes to her bedside, meets her parents, Ray Romano and Holly Hunter, and realizes that this woman might just be the love of his life. I think if you've seen Master of None, Aziz Ansari, you might notice some similarities here, some of the same issues, but it's this much deeper, much more, I think, heartfelt film than the series. I love this movie. It's become a huge hit. I think it's going to go forward as it's opening wide and get a lot of traction. It's a really wonderful film.
The comedic talent of all four main players in this film just carries it right along.
Yeah.
Quiet, boring conversations that are unbelievably entertaining.
And tackling all these issues that we're all thinking about right now, race, religion, immigration, all these things, I think it handles it all really well.
Sally Hawkins and Ethan Hawke are in the new Maudie, which takes place in Nova Scotia.
Oh, well, I don't do larger paintings, just the little cards.
I'm willing to pay your price.
She does. Yeah, we got some fine gobs of paint here splashed on these boards.
No.
Oh, yeah, these will be right up your alley.
There. Look at that.
A quiet film. Also, Ethan Hawke's career has matured into sort of an independent kind of quiet career.
Yeah, I mean, here he's playing this abusive husband of Maude Lewis, who is this arthritic and kind of hunchback artist living in Nova Scotia, who gets a moment of fame for a while for painting these really lovely, she's self-taught, but she paints these really lovely childlike figures, you know, animals, nature scenes, and they're really beautiful. I think this film doesn't quite know what to do with their relationship. It's actually not the most pleasant relationship, and I think it's caught somewhere between showing the ugly side of Ethan Hawke's character and trying to sort of fashion him into a kind of comedic and sensitive and loving figure. It doesn't quite strike that balance the right way, at least not to me. But one thing I did like about this, I was not that familiar with Maude Lewis at all before I went in, and those paintings really are something beautiful to look at. It makes me want to go to her house in Nova Scotia where you can still see some of her work.
And if you're someone who follows Ethan Hawke from film to film, though, you still might enjoy this one, because some people do.
I think you would. I think despite his best efforts here, still, he just can't bring that character into focus. I'm not sure that's really his fault as an actor, though.
Interesting. Okay, well, we talked about Holly Hunter for trivia, which I want to get back to you, Rafer, before we go. I'm not sure if you know this one. Holly Hunter is one of the stars of The Big Sick, along with Ray Romano and some other folks in some great performances. I played you a clip of Holly Hunter.
And you can't marry him.
I can, I am, and I will. Tomorrow. I gotta think about the little Warby gals. They look to me for answers.
Name that film.
This is why I don't go on Jeopardy. My mind's a complete blank, Todd.
That is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The Coen brothers.
Of course.
Rafer Guzman, Newsday film critic, and with us here at The Takeaway. I'm a little disappointed in that.
I'm sorry, Todd.